Let me quickly just go through the last three. Faith is the means to the miraculous, so that the miraculous can be means to faith. A little further in the book of John, Jesus is back in Canaan. A royal official asks him to heal his dying son. And Jesus says this to the royal official. If you should not perceive signs and wonders, you should never, ever have faith. And this father is just brokenhearted for his son. He says, Lord, just step down to my dying son. And Jesus says, go. Your son is living. And the royal official takes him, has faith in what he says, and leaves. And as he's going, his servants reach him and saying, your son is living. And the royal official asks, well, when did this happen? When did my son start getting better? And his servant said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour. And the man knew that's when Jesus said, your son is living. And what happened? He had faith in Jesus. And his whole dwelling, his whole house put their faith in Jesus Christ. We walk by faith, and the miraculous takes place. But the miraculous takes place so that others would be drawn to what? To faith in Jesus Christ. That's why they're so often called a sign in the Scripture. A sign points to things, gives information toward things. Our faith in Christ and walking in faith gives a sign, the miraculous, and the miraculous points to who? Jesus Christ and faith in Him and living by faith in Him. And that's the result. Lack of faith to the miraculous hardens the heart. See it in Pharaoh. We see it in the Pharisees who continue to ask Jesus for a sign. And how many signs did they see? And did they ever place their faith in Jesus Christ? No, what happened? The hearts just got harder and harder and harder. And that's sometimes why the Lord refrains from doing the miraculous and signs. If he knows someone's not going to respond and place their faith in Christ and be drawn to Christ, the Lord refrains the miraculous happening because all that's going to do is harden that person's heart toward him. And so he refrains. Faith is the means to miraculous so that the miraculous may be means to faith. Number four, faith unto faith is the greatest of the miraculous. In Romans, the first part of it, listen to this verse, this passage of Scripture. For I am not having shame of the well message. And that's just another way of referring. It's gospel or the way or salvation. For it is being the power of God unto salvation to everyone who is having faith, both to the one of Judah first and to the Greek. For the righteous, for those who have a right relationship with God and do right from that right relationship of God, in it, in what? In that well message, in the way, in salvation of Christ, is being revealed out of faith unto faith, just as it has been written, and the righteous one will live out of faith. Just keeping in mind that however the Lord works the miraculous, if we walk by faith, and out of our faith, we are able to impart faith, be used by the Spirit, as the Spirit actually does it, but we're able to be used by the Spirit that faith is imparted to someone else, either initially or that life of faith is imparted to someone else. There is no greater of the miraculous works of God than that. And that's the great miracle, the great miraculous event that God is wanting to work through us. There's a lot there. Time just fifth, faith and the miraculous then provide a paradox. Jesus then toward the end of the Gospel of John, he said, because you have perceived me, have you had faith in me? Fortunate ones are the ones who have not seen, but what? Have had faith. And here's the paradox. Great faith is a means to the great miraculous. Great faith is a means to the great miraculous events, the work that God can do. pray that we'll let God do that, again, to bring people to Christ. Sometimes, the greater the faith, the less need for the miraculous. Or, in the face of the less miraculous. That no matter what God may not do, no matter what God may not do, I'm going to keep step by step, depending upon Him, relying upon Him, because I know that's the heart He wants me to do. And if I, no matter what else, if I see no miraculous, if I'm not given a moment of experience of the reality of what my faith is saying, much less any other miraculous going on, and all I know to do is walk moment by moment with Christ, I will do that. And sometimes, and when that happens, that is the greater of the faith. And the Lord can entrust us to allow the other to take place. Okay. So there's the four parts of the prayer, and then these are five facets of faith and the miraculous.